It's a good show.
In a world where every conversation is about what movie or TV show you've just seen, this is Never Seen It. Comedians rewriting famous movies and TV shows they've never seen. Hey, everybody, this is Never Seen It. I'm your host, Kyle Ayers. This is the podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and we read their scripts here in studio. Before we get into it, I do want to remind you guys that if you like the show and you want to hear more of the show and you want to hear more episodes and see some videos and extra stuff like that, we have a Patreon page at patreon.com/neverseenit. So if you want more, you can check it out there and support the show. And if you enjoy live comedy, I don't even know when this is coming out, but if this is before August 30th, if you're in the LA area and you like live comedy, I run a show called Boast Rattle, which is a competitive compliment contest. And you can come watch comedians competitively compliment each other down. It is at Dynasty Typewriter on Thursday, August 30th. There's tickets at dynastytypewriter.com. And that's sort of all the stuff up top. Today, we are joined by Miel Bredeau. Miel, thank you for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We appreciate you being here. We're also joined in studio by Ryan Singer.
Hello.
It's always weird when you've just been talking to people and then start over like you haven't talked to them.
Yeah, podcasts are fun.
It's fun. Before we get into your script, we'd play a game here called Guess What Movie Trailer Kyle's Dad is Describing, having had only watched the trailer never having had heard of the movie. And it's a working title. It's like a beta. You know, the title's in beta.
I feel bad that you don't even get to say his name.
He might be a private person. I'm not sure if he wants his name out there. He doesn't have the internet. He's not going to know how to listen to this. His name is, my parents don't know how to listen to podcasts. They're getting there with computers.
I feel like we're starting to unpack some stuff for you now.
No. Yeah.
Are you feeling supported at home? Are you okay?
I think the whole idea of the podcast is probably unpacking things for me. It's like, let's do a podcast about how Kyle didn't have much of an artistic upbringing. And because he's never, but it's.
Are you going to change it to never felt it?
I don't know.
Heard it?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get in the Google search area of never felt it.
Oh, no. You will go to jail.
So my dad, here's a quick clip, and we're going to play it all at the end. So here are this little tease of Kyle's dad movie trailer game.
Okay. So he's just watching these kids eat ice cream.
All right, we'll get back to that one.
I'm so excited. I love him.
This one is one of my favorite. I listened to them all. They sent me a few of them this morning, and this one is maybe my favorite one.
I'm impressed he figured out how to record himself.
Well, my mom is the legwork and the tech support behind the scenes. So Diane and Lynn, shout out to both of them. And so Diane runs the iPhone voice memos and even texts them to me. She's texting now. It's kind of awesome.
I'm proud of her.
I'm proud of her, too. My dad is using the computer to get on Craigslist. It's a big time at the Ayers household.
What's he doing on Craigslist?
I think that's important.
You know, he's got private browsers. Why don't we just let Lynn be Lynn, you know?
He knows private browsers.
No, absolutely not. Okay. He builds bicycles.
I didn't know about private browsers until about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
is that why you made me
erase your whole computer?
You lit it on fire?
Yeah.
That is true. You did erase one of my whole
For some reason, yours took longer than other ones.
Mm.
Erasing at the computer was like,
I've lived a flavorful life. That's a weird adjective to use.
You sound like you're hiding some secrets.
Yeah, is that why your Twitter handle is at Anonymous Guy Fieri?
I believe it.
That sounds like it could be a character from the movie, like Cars 4.
Anonymous Guy Ferrari.
I just did a game for you. We just made up a game.
Guy Ferrari named Cars character.
Yep.
That's so stupid.
You know, I had a cactus cooler earlier, so I'm feeling really juiced up.
Okay, all I want to do is think of more cars and everything. Oh, man.
Patricia R. Cart.
Mm-mm. Oh, that still works.
It has to be a type of cart, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, okay.
She could be a shopping cart and David R. Cart. And they just go to get groceries and there's David and Patricia R. Cart.
Sure.
Oh, well.
Now I got to stop thinking of actors' last names and car names. Now I'm like,
no,
really,
okay.
Like my brain is really kind of overdrive.
Corrupted. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is a problem when you come up with too good of a game. Yeah. You just want to play
it. Is John Elway Den Ford Bronco? Okay, that one's, it's a stretch. It's a stretch limousine. Okay, it's never going to end. Neil, you've never seen Shawshank Redemption.
No.
This is one of the ones that I would say this is maybe the most seen movie of all time. I don't want to, like, put, you know what I mean, like, project any. It's maybe not the highest, but it's maybe the movie the highest percentage of people who have seen movies have seen.
I'll tell you, I've seen this movie so many. I used to have a rule when I was younger, because this movie's been out for a long time, that if this movie was on television, this is how old, that I would have to call in sick to work.
Oh, my God.
So you have never had a job?
Why were you watching TV at 7 a.m.? Yeah,
only if I happened only if I happened to catch it on TV. Not if I knew it was on TV.
Wait, do you play the TV when you're getting ready for work?
Back when I was younger, sure. I mean, I was a waiter, so
it
like, didn't really
matter.
You just
toss on TNT and start getting ready for work. Yeah,
okay, so, waiter's a midday shift. That makes sense to
me. So
okay.
when back in the day, like after, you know, the first like 10 years after this movie was out, this movie was on like TV all the time.
Right.
All the time. Yeah. And it still kind of is,
TNT.
I guess.
TNT.
TNT, yeah. TBS. Mm-hmm. We know funny
so,
drama.
And if I caught any part of it on TV and I was supposed to be at work, my rule was
you
I have to call it. I have to finish it. That's
with
how good
commercial
this movie
breaks.
Is.
Wow.
That will be a. There's probably a medical term for that.
That is a form of OCD, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. That sounds like a compulsion. Yeah.
There's got to be something redemptive. Okay, and hey-o. So we're having a good time. what if I'm the only one who hears the xylophone, actually? Like, yeah, she's playing the xylophone a lot, and then someone's like, you didn't have any instruments.
I didn't have a xylophone.
That would be a very specific haunting.
That's my sixth sense, is hears xylophones. I don't mean to spoil it. I'm assuming you haven't seen the sixth sense.
No,
either.
Never heard of it.
Never heard.
What is it, umami?
All those games that I presented, we're not going to get to any of that. I can realize right now. No, it's that's good. We're going to do the script, and then I want to talk about the extensive list of movies you hadn't seen. Because usually when people submit movies to this, which you volunteered.
I don't know why I did that.
I didn't have to extract more from you.
Which could either be like, you know, I mean, the podcast is, I guess, never seen it, but like maybe you've had such a good, flavorful life. That you haven't had time to watch all these movies.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I can tell that's
I
what
really
it is.
Want that to be a thing. Flavorful life.
Flavorful life. I mean,
very
I think
spicy
it is.
Life.
No one's... we all understand what you're saying.
Okay.
It is a thing. No one's like, what does that mean?
Well, how about juicy? I've had such a juicy life. That's worse.
That feels inherently sexual.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Flavorful, though. You kind of sound Southern.
Yeah,
Southern.
It's nice.
Yeah. I've had a flavorful life.
Are you Meatwad from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, but on a porch drinking lemonade?
Uh-huh. The crossover we deserve!
In California, it'd actually be a vegan substitute for Meatwad.
Mm-hmm. Beyond Meat.
Beyond Meat Wad.
Those Beyond Burgers are very good.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just helping you get sponsors.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that'll be one of our... Everyone that wants to sponsor this show has some sort of... we got a toothbrush sponsor.
That is crazy.
They're sponsoring everything, though.
Yeah, it's a good toothbrush.
Is it?
Yeah, I got to stop talking about it. They're not paying me right now, but it's a good toothbrush. We're sponsored by Frozen toothbrushes, Disney's Frozen toothbrushes from the Dollar General.
I've never seen Frozen.
That's okay.
See, now you should be embarrassed.
All right, Shawshank Redemption. We're going to get into your Shawshank Redemption script here.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about what your... notions were about the movie when writing it.
I will tell you off the top, first time I ever heard Shawshank Redemption was Ace Ventura When Nature Calls.
This is the first because
he yells it out when he's trying not to say their
words.
Okay,
so it's good to know what it comes from, where the background of your story is. And we're going to let everyone know what characters are going to be playing just so they can kind of keep it straight with their... So I'll be playing Shaws.
It's already good. And I'll be playing Morgan Freeman.
Great.
And I'm doing stage directions and... Jail Jock, and then maybe a brief little line of a song.
Right. All right. This is Shawshank.
Exterior, Georgia State Prison. Day. Prisoners sprawl across the blacktop, playing basketball and lifting weights for jail recess. A middle-aged man, and I'm pretty sure is Tim Robbins, sits alone at a picnic table, playing with a cootie catcher. Shaws, embroidered on his orange jumpsuit.
Is this seat taken?
Just so everyone knows, that was Morgan Freeman.
Shaws looks up to see his old pal, Morgan Freeman.
Nice of you to stop by.
Morgan Freeman sits down with his cafeteria tray.
There was a line for the Jell-O salad. On a diet?
Morgan Freeman motions to where Shaws' lunch tray should be. Shaws looks away wistfully.
Oh, Shaws. Don't tell me those gangsters are taking your lunch now.
What am I supposed to do about it, Morgan Freeman? Fight all the jail jocks at the same time?
Morgan Freeman sighs.
Why do they hate you so much anyway?
I don't know.
I think you do. That's jail jock. If you weren't worried. Shaws drops his cootie catcher as jail jock dribbles into frame. He dribbles his ball right on top of the cootie catcher, flattening it open on the ground.
Oh, come on! Now I can see all the answers.
All right, fellas, let's all calm down. You're saying Shaws knows why you hate him.
Well, why don't you tell him, ask him yourself?
Do you, Shaws?
Shaws remains coward. He says nothing. Jail jock chuckles smugly. Say, Morgan Freeman. Shaws ever tell you what it was that landed him in this joint? Morgan Freeman is taken aback.
Oh, no. No, I guess he hasn't. I suppose I just assumed insider trading based on his face.
In his dreams.
Well, what was it, Shaws?
Shaws just sits there refolding his cootie catcher. Well, if he won't tell you, I will. He made a video of himself trying to suck his own dick.
What?
Could he do it?
Could he do it?
No.
I'm confused. How is that illegal?
Because he was 14!
He's just folding his thing this whole time.
Shock washes over Morgan Freeman's face. Shaws looks like he's trying not to cry.
So, he made...
titty porn. God. Yep.
And you saw it because...
Looking at kitty porn is why I'm in jail.
Wow. Shaws, I'm just... you're...
a monster. Yep. Shaws suddenly stands up, flipping the picnic table. The guys jump back.
Enough!
Shaws gently sets the cootie catcher on the ground.
Yeah, so what? I'm a lot more than just that guy who tried to suck his own dick, okay?
As he talks, heavy gray clouds rolling above them.
I was also the regional Heelys champion.
Shaws reaches into his pocket and pulls out two wheels. He picks up his feet and pops them in. He's been wearing wheelless Heelys as sneakers this whole
wheelless
time.
Wheelless Heelys.
The guys stand back, flabbergasted.
Boys, you know Natasha Bedingfield?
Shaws looks toward a three-person prison band sitting at the adjacent picnic table. They have five teeth between them. They nod and grab their rubber band guitar, can opener, mouth harp, and bucket drums. Shaws rolls out to the center of the basketball court. The clouds are so thick now, it's practically dark outside. The band starts to play what kind of maybe sounds like Unwritten. Morgan Freeman and Big Jock look on.
I don't know how it goes, so it's just like shaking bells.
We need to go. Shaws puts his hand on his waist and pops his hip to the beat. The singing starts, and he kick turns forward. He moonwalks, but like half scooting, backward, then turns around and moon scoots back the other way. He stands for a moment doing the Batusi before dropping to the ground and absolutely destroying the worm. Suddenly, the clouds crack open and release a torrential downpour. Unfazed, Shaws jumps up and scoots across the court, raising the roof. He bunny hops back, doing a 360 jump halfway across. He reaches out for the basketball. Jail jock passes it to him. Shaws flawlessly catches it and rolls towards the hoop. He does a perfect slam dunk, and the rain slingshots off the backboard. Feel the rain on your skin. Lightning strikes as Shaws folds down on one knee and the music stops. Insert shot. A single tear streams down Jail Jock's face. He's dripping in rain, but it's still for sure a tear. Morgan Freeman and the band roar with applause.
Yeah.
The entire prison follows suit because they were apparently also watching. Everyone.
That would sound like more. Sorry.
Hey,
Jail.
Everyone stops clapping. They all look to Jail Jock.
Well?
Jail Jock slowly rises. You're right. You are more than just a monster. You're a star, Shaz. Shaz stands up.
I know. By the way, the name's Hank.
The won't get fooled again scream comes out of nowhere. Cut to title. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Won't get fooled again.
I like that we use sound effects the whole time until the perfect opportunity to use sound effects and Ryan went crack.
It's art now.
Oh, I mean, I think I've seen Shawshank a few times, and I don't know if you missed any parts specifically.
I think she pretty much nailed, like, the major plot.
All I know, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman, prison, the South, rain. Is that all correct?
Those parts are all there.
Okay, that's all I know.
I'm not exactly sure the location.
I think eventually they go to, like, near Mexico, right? Or something?
So that's that like, yeah, I mean, spoiler. They go to, like, there's a, it's like a beach, like, fantastic beach, like, fantasy getaway, like, once you
Shawshank Redemption,
get out of jail.
Like, a lot of movies.
They get out of jail.
They get out of jail. Like, a lot of movies where it is before
New England.
Ah, the South, yes. See, Old England is the North, and
the Ohio State Reform.
Oh, the prison's called Shawshank.
Yeah.
It's not someone named Hank Shaws.
It's not someone named Shaws. And so how his name would read on a form would be Shaws Hank, like it's in a telephone book.
Yeah, why not? That's what I figured. I couldn't figure it out.
There is this... Morgan Freeman and Tim Robbins get out of jail, and the way that they both just kind of know where to go is incredible.
Pre-GPS.
Based on, like, notes. Pre-GPS. I think there's a note that's like, hey, there's a beach in Mexico that's pretty sweet. I'll be making a boat there. Come meet me. And then...
Wait, there's a third person?
No. Tim Robbins leaves a note for Morgan Freeman.
Tim Robbins gets out of jail.
They break. They like
Tim
escape,
Robbins
like
breaks
like
out of jail.
They sneak out of jail. Yeah. Tim Robbins.
And then
like,
the rain scene is when he first gets out of jail. It's raining and it's like a very famous.
That explains why every time it rains, me and my friends run outside and throw our hands in the air and scream Shawshank. But I've never known why we do that.
Wait, what? Yeah, you didn't know.
I just
thought it was like an ancient, like historical thing passed down through, like
maybe this
movie's like, based on that. I think they wrote the movie based on the action.
Yeah, in my head, it's a lot like Waterworld.
Oh my gosh, I love that movie. Anyway,
I have seen Waterworld.
You have?
Yeah, one I've seen. Thank you so much.
Waterworld has there's a resurgence of people appreciating Waterworld recently, I've noticed.
Oh, I mean, it's not good. It is fun.
There's an appreciation of people who appreciate Waterworld. There's like a resurgence I've noticed on the Waterworld message boards that I frequent.
Yeah, that I frequent. I'm a moderator.
A lot of people on
I'm the moderator.
And they call it the Circa Dances Costner message boards that I frequent. But Dances List Circa Dances Costner message boards that I frequent. We talk a lot about Field of Dreams and Waterworld.
Of course, yeah.
And The Postman.
And The Postman. So when you...
I thought it was Super Mario's brother era Dennis Hopper, but I get it. Okay.
That's more of a... See, that's not really a message board as much as a chat room. There's a lot of ASL going on in there.
Yeah, that makes
sense. American Sign Language talk.
Sure. So no chatting. It's all just pictures.
Right. You're signing someone your age, sex, and location. It's the ASL. I mean, Shawshank, you would watch it and you would probably realize how often it's referenced in things you have seen, even if it's just any episode of The Simpsons or like something like that.
Okay.
If you see a crazy old man with like a pet bird who's in jail, that's a Shawshank.
It is.
One of my favorite Shawshank Redemption reference things in real life that ever happened is Brooks Whelan, when he was fired from Saturday Night Live, he famously like tweeted like, live from fired from New York. It's Saturday night.
Ooh.
But then he carved into the somewhere in 30 Rock, he carved Brooks was here,
which is like a
call to one old man gets out of jail as like a precursor to everything. His name's Brooks, and he can't deal with life outside of jail because he's been in jail for like 70 years.
Oh.
And so he leaves jail, and cars have been invented.
Oh my God.
And so he leaves and he does, it's everything's too fast paced. He can't keep up a job and he tragically hangs himself and carves Brooks was here into the halfway house.
See, I thought it was more like what I did when I was a child, I guess parallel thinking, go figure. Jesus was here into a lot of things, because I thought it'd be super cool if someone found it and was like, holy shit, Jesus was here, you guys.
Like, literally, holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the holiest of shit.
Like, it's just in a bathroom next to, like, a stall door.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Oh, this is some holy shit. Jesus was here. Gotta stop spelling it with the W, though.
Do you mean a Z?
Entirely shit. Like, holy.
Like, holy. It took me a second as well.
Like, wait, there is a W in was. I'm going to
You mean a Z? That's like, why you said a ZWUZ.
Did you ever have anyone like frequent a place you had been and be like, you're not going to believe this?
No.
But I had, Jesus was where I was.
I had a lot of people frequent places I had carved out and say, yo, what the fuck did you do?
Oh, so sure. It became like your tag.
Yeah.
Truly remarkable, the handwriting similarities.
Also that it was only in my bedroom on my things. Kind of a giveaway.
Well, maybe you're Jesus.
It was. I just imagine it was like carved on like the lower back of a teddy bear.
The lower back?
Jesus,
that got
like a
creepier
tattoo.
Than it should have been.
Yeah. But,
so she said just in her room on her things.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, I was like thinking of like a young girl's room. What's in a young girl's room?
Right. Well, I was not like the other girls, so I couldn't speak to them.
My teddy bears had two lower backs.
My teddy bears had tits. Too much power with this fucking xylophone.
The xylophone rules the world.
I feel it's true.
Destiny's Child song is about, or is it just Beyonce?
It's just Beyonce.
Just Beyonce.
You know, that song, this couldn't have less to do with the podcast, but every time I hear someone say Run the Jewels, I go, girls, because for some reason I hear like, who's run the jewels?
Girls.
But no, it's just a rap group.
I don't understand either of these.
Run the Jewels is a rap duo from Atlanta.
Yeah, okay.
And Who Runs the World Girls is that Beyonce song.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I'm not real on either one of those.
You came down on me for not saying Shawshank and you don't know Beyonce.
Yeah, that we might have found the thing more popular than Shawshank.
I know who Beyonce is, but I just, you know, I'm not like familiar with her catalog.
You don't know as much about her?
No.
I think you have to actively go to your ear to not know it. It's so infectious. It's on everything.
You know, here's a fun little game you can do. I like to do a little fun thing you can integrate into your lives.
Never
if
heard
someone
it.
Says something like, say, is that song Beyonce? Say that to me.
Is that song Beyonce?
Knowles? It's a fun thing to do. Just people with one obvious one name. Add the second name in there. It's just a good old thing.
I'd love to see how that goes over for you in real life.
No one has ever acknowledged I said it. They will just keep on with whatever the idea is. Other good ones, when someone's like, oh, look at this picture of Barack Obama. Like, things like that are really fun.
I think you'd go the other
people,
way.
Yeah, or like, say like, oh, is that Cher?
Oh, is that Cher?
E.O. Terry? It's real fun.
I love Sherry O'Terry. Sherry O'Terry is one of my favorite
She's hilarious.
People of all time.
Yeah. So we, you know, I don't know.
I don't know how we got here, but true.
That's actually Sherry O'Terry's podcast. I don't know how we got here, but true. With Sherry O'Terry. It's probably not. So I want to go through the list of movies that you said you hadn't seen.
Yeah, sure.
People send us, you know, when they'll be like, what about these ones? It'll usually be a couple of, I guess I would say, like top 50 blockbuster prestige films. And
I would say I'm about 45 of the top 50.
Yeah, I would say I'm not sure you have seen movies.
Are you just like watching Lemonade over and over again?
No, here's the... There
no,
we go.
Seen,
is that a Beyonce thing? That's a
Knowles?
Beyonce thing?
It is.
Okay.
It is. I've seen so many movies.
Yeah.
For some reason, I have no interest in movies for straight men. And that is most of the critically acclaimed movies. Gee, I wonder why.
Speaking of which, like The Postman Rings Twice. I just saw that for the first time last night.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh my God.
Anyway. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where that's
Jack Nicholson, Jessica Lange movie, 1981.
Never heard of him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Never heard of him. The Golfer? Okay, there's fun. And
It's like definitely like this love affair that starts with sexual assault.
So here is...
Nice, love those.
Let's find... Yeah. Well, I want to find like the common thread of the wheel... Because there is like a common idea of we align with a bad person as an anti-hero for like these sort of like very masculine prestige movies,
that's
right?
That's most of them. There's a couple outliers.
So, like, things like Raging Bull, Casablanca, Gone with the Wind, 2001. That one kind of is probably an outlier here.
Yeah.
But The Robot, Gladiator. I don't know if there's any men that fight in that one. Rocky, you know, another nonviolent. Clockwork Orange, Goodfellas, Social Network, Scarface, Almost Famous, Butch Cassidy, The Usual Suspects, Apocalypse Now, Schindler's List. That one's all about toxic masculinity.
that one's about the Holocaust, right?
Shawshank, yeah.
Okay, I do know that.
That would have been a great lead. Opening titles. This one's about the Holocaust, right? In walks Oscar Schindler. The Revenant, The Hurt Locker, and The Color Purple.
Color Purple, definitely not a liar on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've never seen The Hurt Locker either.
Why?
I've never seen The Color Purple.
Why would those movie titles don't make me want to see it? And if they don't, if you're not alive when they came out,
yeah.
You have to
actively
seek them out.
Well, The Hurt Locker is actually about a basketball locker room where one person put too many jackets into one thing.
And someone's feelings were
hurt. You're blowing future episodes of your own podcast. Write
<That's>
it down.
but it does seem like, you know, when people talk about how now there seems to be more acknowledgement of representation, right? Then you look back at, well, these are all of these movies are probably in that IMDb top 250.
Yeah, and guess who all the critics are?
And guess who every critic of every movie until, what, 6 years ago?
Yes.
And then you look at all these, and I think I've seen most of these. They're pretty good movies.
Sure.
But these are like 10 of these are like the most prestigious movies of a century almost.
But they're all appealing to the same person. Do you know what I mean? Like, the default, like, straight white man, he loves this movie.
Yeah,
therefore, it's the best movie.
Right, because it was who do we think can go to a movie. It wasn't who does go to a movie.
Yeah.
But right, it's like, when Gone with the Wind and Casablanca are coming out, it's who's allowed to go to the movies.
Right.
And then it slowly transitions to who has the money.
Chooses to take people with him.
Yeah, and then
right.
Who has the money to yeah. who is the audience to then who, that just continues to who's it marketed to. And
yeah, like, I was just watching Steel Magnolias the other day, and I was like, this movie's fucking buck, but very enjoyable. How is this not kind of notorious as being like an acclaimed performance in the same way that, I don't know, Scarface or something? Sally Field in that movie, holy
Which
shit.
Which is crazy because looking back and Scarface is not a good movie.
Right.
No, it's not. And like, but
not
Steel Magnolias does Steel Magnolias does have, you know, a pretty high esteemed reputation.
But not
as
the
a movie.
Same
but
legacy.
It's not, no, but there's not posters on like people's
bedroom walls. Yeah,
you come into my dorm like, and I have my Steel Magnolias poster up and I'm just like, I'm a real
people aren't walking around
they
quoting
call it real
Sally
Steel.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I'm actually a feminist man. Give me that Sally Field, baby.
But there was it's such a love affair with the gun wielding
I know.
Clint Eastwood equivalents, guns as penises type of thing.
I mean, it hasn't gone away.
No,
it hasn't gone away.
Now
at
it's
all.
Just in the now it's just the people are wearing costumes.
Right. Now they're
yeah.
superheroes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still like just violence, violence, violence.
Cunning observations, boys.
Yeah.
We're just reinventing the same old game, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, no. I think
it makes sense why those movies don't have
up?
Interest to you.
Yeah. I just
when
why?
You consider them
I can't
that
relate
way.
To a single fucking character in
like,
this.
What do you mean you don't want to watch like Goodfellas?
Wait,
okay.
so you're like, saying you're different than me? But
I
then
did, I
don't know.
I kind of have like a cheat though with Goodfellas because I did once date a man with a shoulder to shoulder back tattoo of the entire Goodfellas ensemble.
So you've seen Goodfellas
oh
in the
God.
Most literal sense, and also
yeah.
holy shit!
You have
that
so
is...
many mistakes. I don't stand by them. You can drag me for it.
No,
I know.
I just want to know.
Was his name the 90s?
Yeah, he was Italian.
Oh, you don't say.
Did he? Oh my! This is.
How often did he bring up that white people used to be slaves too? He strikes me as someone who's like, you know, white people were slaves too. Why is it gonna keep coming up?
Yeah.
What effect? How profound? At least
right.
according to his own mind, did this movie have on him?
And the things I've heard about it, it seems like a very dark movie.
Very
did
dark
he get the entire
violent.
Tattoo in one long tracking shot? Okay, that's a good photo reference I've heard, buddy.
No, but it was bordered with like film tape.
Oh, like so it was like the header to an Angel Fire fan page.
Oh my God.
Exactly like
yeah.
that, but in the black and white like ensemble cast photo of Goodfellas.
What if I just like walked out Lord. Like after the Angel Fire reference? Because I hadn't even thought of that in so long
yeah.
that I couldn't even laugh. I was like beyond laughter.
Yeah, you
I
had
was
deja
just
vu.
In like, oh my God.
Yeah,
but you had that moment in Ratatouille where it just came coming back to you.
I haven't
see,
seen Ratatouille.
Movie I've seen.
I have not seen Ratatouille.
I like Ratatouille.
Ratatouille's great.
It is great.
I hear it's great.
I stand.
Yeah, we both just said it's great, and then you literally like, I hear it's great.
great. You could have said, I heard it's great
right now. I heard it's great.
I'm hearing good things.
So what, so I want to know, like, what is the, we kind of talk sometimes about, so there's a lot of movies in here, you know, this is like, you know, 60 hours of movies or whatever that you listed. What is the thing you have spent the most time watching that would be considered, and I use this term, but I don't really, trash.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Because I watch a lot of it and I don't consider it that. The more I'm coming around to, I don't ironic, I got to be like, oh, I ironically watched. No, I liked it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't be like, I ironically rewatched
like
the OC.
No, yeah.
I like the OC and think it's good. You know what I mean? And
is that an example or is that you being honest?
That's an example and I'm being honest.
Okay.
I thought the OC was great. But it's not, I'm watching it because it's like this pulpy drama that's fun and it doesn't take itself super seriously. What have you spent so much time watching, maybe rewatching, that you're like,
boy,
I just didn't quite have time to see someone try and humanize Mark Zuckerberg for 2 hours?
I feel like I missed a lot of the obvious ones. Like, I've never seen a single episode of Seinfeld. I've never seen a single episode of Friends.
I've never seen Seinfeld either.
Yeah.
But that's, I think, people still think that's like a great thing, right?
I guess, although I
what do you rewatch?
Okay, I still think this is great, so maybe this is a cop-out, but I have seen all of 60 Feet Under at least 3 times, and then I've seen all of Sex and the City at least like 4 or 5 times.
How many is that?
Oh, man.
How many is that?
It's so many.
How many sexes are there in the city?
7 seasons, and each one's like, what, 13 to 20?
Is that a half hour or an hour?
Half hour. I don't want to do the math. That's going to depress me.
Okay. Is it on HBO?
Yeah. I watched.
So that's straight up half hour. So like 34 minutes sometimes. Kinda.
Yeah. Well, and then I think the finale episodes sometimes were a full hour.
Right. So you're looking at 8 to 12 hours a season.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just, you know, maybe about a week of your life you spent watching Sex and the City, if we're just going to be.
Yeah, probably more.
Okay.
Probably more because I've also seen the movies.
Now, the movies have come up on this before. I have seen a few episodes of Sex and the City and I didn't dislike it. I liked it.
The
and
movies are not a representation of the show.
I watched the first movie and thought it was pretty funny.
Really?
And then someone said there's a second movie that was the... Oh, we were on here with the guys who run a podcast called The Worst Idea of All Time, and they watched Sex and the City 2 once a week for a year.
Oh, no. That is the worst idea of all time. That podcast is appropriately
And then they
named.
Would talk about it. And
I loved Sex and the City, genuinely. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's great television, but I like watching it anyway.
Yeah.
The movies I cannot get behind. They're so
What magic
bad.
Is lost?
Well, first of all, the ego is obvious and written into the script, which is weird. You're not really seeing them as their characters anymore. You're definitely seeing them as them as actors, first and foremost.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's very obvious that, like, there were some strings pulled to, like, things
they
didn't want to do.
They're kind of like a band.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of hear about different, yeah, you kind of.
And they obviously, two of them hate each other, and so they're, like, in as few scenes as possible together.
Which
so,
two?
I believe, I could be wrong, I believe it is Samantha and Carrie. It's just Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall hate each other, I'm pretty sure.
And
in fact, I know they do.
Aren't they the two most famous people from the cast?
I mean, Miranda's running for governor of New
York. That's true.
And what was the other?
Maybe I just knew
Charlotte.
Them because they
Charlotte.
Apparently
What's
don't like
Charlotte,
each other.
The actress's name?
Oh, if you gave me 10 minutes, I could come up with it.
She was always my favorite character.
She's
on that
so
show.
Pretty. Yeah. She's like a humanitarian now.
Yeah, she
I
was
do
always
see her Instagram,
favorite,
and I couldn't tell you her name.
Yeah, that's. I guess I knew that those two actresses didn't get along.
Yeah, and it's pretty obvious. In fact, I think Kim Cattrall just posted an Instagram because like her brother died recently, and Sarah Jessica Parker posted saying like her condolences publicly, and Kim Cattrall like came for her, being like, "How fucking dare you? We hate each other. You're not there for me. Don't pretend to be sympathetic now that it's popular and trending. Like, fuck you, bitch." Like literally on Instagram.
I'm on everyone's side here.
Right?
Like, I think everyone is okay with what they did. I rarely am I like, it's like it's, yeah, because maybe she, who knows, maybe she genuinely was sympathetic, but maybe she also knew how it would play, or both.
Yeah,
and then also going at someone, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, because, I mean, if we can be honest here, like, the
we
idea of, like, moving past, like, Hollywood pettiness, like, oh, we didn't like each other when we were actors on a very successful show. Like, your brother died.
Right.
In real life, I can like feel that as a person.
But weird to
even
post about
like
it and
you.
Not like talk directly to
But yeah, it seems
you.
Like you obviously True. Have a direct line to that person.
You clearly have their email phone
You're
number.
Trying to get sympathy clicks.
That's it. Yeah.
What is her email? Do you have it? No.
KimCattrall@gmail.com. Yeah.
I don't even know why I've seen a bunch of sporadic episodes of Sex and the City.
They're always on TV now.
Yeah.
Anytime you're at like a doctor's
good.
Waiting room, they're
it's
on.
Fun to like.
I've seen random episodes because I think I've had HBO at random times in my life.
Yeah. What did you think?
You know, there were some episodes that I really enjoyed.
Sometimes they're actually borderline good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was the relationships were compelling enough.
Yeah.
And it was also like, as a dude, like, I didn't, you know, it was like new TV for me.
Yeah. You're like, I was like, this is interesting.
And I like the idea where the who are you is kind of in a, it's like a beyond pop culture thing. You know what I mean? People understand. I'm kind of a Miranda. Oh, I'm kind of a, like, people say things and they assign these to each other. And it's like a discussion point more than I even know about the show is no one agrees with what anyone thinks they are from Sex and the City.
Yeah, I do feel that way about, well, what do you think you are?
Oh, I don't know.
I think you are a Charlotte.
Okay.
You're vibing me like a Charlotte. No, you're a Miranda.
Oh, yeah. People always say that about Mirandas. Yeah.
Okay. I think you're a Miranda based on knowing you for approximately 30 minutes.
Yeah, you're a Miranda.
You're a Miranda.
Well, okay, Ryan, now that two people say it, I think it's bullshit.
Off-board.
Well, we should take a Facebook quiz.
Okay, if you guys listen, I want you to the people who listen to the show who know, send me who I am. I want to know which Sex and the City character I am.
You could also play, if you were trying to do it, you could be which one of the boyfriends am I? That might be an easier game for men.
So who are you?
Of the women?
Yeah.
Kind of a Carrie, which is not a good thing. She's definitely a narcissist.
Well, you know, you could just say you're someone else.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Charlotte.
But wouldn't
super
it be
nice.
Would it be a real Carrie move to not admit you're a Carrie and just think you're...
I think people that are excited to be Carries are not Carries.
Oh, it's like Gryffindors. Yeah. It's like, all right, you fucking Hufflepuff, you know you're not a Gryffindor, so stop carrying around. Stop carrying all this weight. Okay.
Carrie, yeah.
Okay.
It's not there.
I want to know who I am. But I'm sure there's no website has ever made a quiz where you can find out which sex.
You should you like get a Twitter account for this page or something.
Yeah,
tweet your results.
Tweet at me. I'm gonna post it once this comes out, and we'll see if everyone agrees who I am.
And then Kyle will Photoshop his face onto the poster.
Oh, that I will do that. That is, I'm getting.
I can't wait to see. Oh, because you'll be photoshopped onto
the
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, don't
poster.
Make me do blackface, please.
You didn't even have to tell me. Okay. Now it seems like I would have until you said something.
You probably were going to. I got that general vibe from you.
I wouldn't put you on Morgan Freeman either, but I definitely wouldn't put you on Tim Robbins in blackface.
Thank you so much. Photoshop is too powerful.
That would be the ultimate swing and a miss. I put you on Tim Robbins with blackface and then don't put you on Morgan Freeman's character at all in the poster.
And then like Ted Danson from the 90s retweets it.
Or that one scene of Roger Sterling in that episode of Mad Men. Have you seen Mad Men?
Of course.
There's an episode where Roger Sterling's
I've only seen
the
first
time.
Episode of Mad Men.
That's a weird time to stop.
Yeah, it's a weird time to stop.
I just couldn't. I mean, as someone who used to smoke, I just can't really watch it.
What? Cigarettes?
They don't smoke any cigarettes after the first episode.
They don't? Okay.
No, they stopped because they edited them out.
They're replaced with carrots.
They smoke so much carrots.
They're
like
just eating carrots.
Right, it's all an episode of Looney Tunes from here on out. Every time Don Draper goes to the doctor, he asks him what's up, and he eats a carrot.
Well, in that case, you know, maybe I'll get back into it.
That I've rewatched a few times. Every once in a while, I'll convince myself to rewatch Mad Men. I'll make it all the way back through because I think it's good.
I don't know if it's good. I watched all of it, and I still don't know if it's good.
Yeah.
I
want to ask, like, Casablanca was on your list, right?
Yeah, I have not seen it.
I don't think I've seen it either.
I don't, what? Is that the one where it's like, hey, he's looking at you, kid?
It's about the White House, I think. Nah, it's just the translation. I don't know. I haven't seen it either.
It's in Morocco? Or is that Calm with the Wind?
One of those two is here's looking at you, kid, gets on an airplane, goes to Morocco.
And she chooses the wrong one. And everyone's mad about it. Humphrey Bogart feels like that's a name that's in there somewhere.
Some of us, I feel like sometimes no one's ever seen Humphrey Bogart.
I don't know what he looks like.
Right. I couldn't pick him out of a lineup of people in fedoras.
I could tell you, though, that if you like pina coladas, originally was if you like Humphrey Bogart. The first right of that song.
Really? If you like Humphrey Bogart,
yeah.
I'm getting caught in the rain.
Yeah, we did it on our podcast. Yeah, could you imagine?
wait. I believed you.
I'm serious.
Oh, okay.
That supposedly was the first draft of Pina Colada.
If you were kidding, I was going to be like, you're such a character.
No.
You're such a kid.
That's supposedly true.
Oh,
that
my
is
God.
Crazy.
Right? That's all I know about Humphrey Bogart. I learned from the Escape Pina Colada song.
Old Bogey. That's what they called him.
Incredible. That's going to mess with my day. That will mess with my day.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
What a bad song that would have been.
Yeah. I mean, is it good? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, you're right. Nah, but we all like it.
We all like it.
Okay.
Yeah, so no, it's definitely good.
If we all like it, it's good.
Okay.
It's
catchy.
That's
what this show is having me decide.
Settled.
If we all like it, it's good.
What about Cactus Cooler, the soda?
Never had it.
What are you talking about?
It's the orange pineapple.
We're doing like, good or good, not good now. It's a new segment on your show.
It's a or good
Mountain
if we like
Dew,
it or
it's
not
Mountain
good
Dew for
like
desert
it.
People.
Desert
Mountain
people.
Dew for desert people.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you say you're from Ohio?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember during Mad Max, they were all drinking Mountain Dew.
Sponsored by Mountain Dew.
That does sound like a type of... You try Mountain Dew Mad Max, it's mostly sand.
Like a little bit of steroids.
It's wet sand, but you see it to squeeze the bottle to get
Did
it out.
Did you see the new Mad Max?
Yeah.
Like the last one?
I liked that.
Okay. Yeah.
Strong female characters. I'm always on board.
Yeah.
Also, Tom Hardy, you know, not going to complain.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You seen his mouth?
What's
what does it do?
Have you seen his mouth?
Wait.
Why is it lost?
His lips?
Has anyone seen his mouth?
Wait.
We're looking for his mouth.
Okay. Okay. I think we've gotten slight clarification here. So specifically the lips.
The lips like, of Tom Hardy.
I was confused.
Well,
by, like,
to be fair, it's weird to for his favorite part, your favorite part of his mouth, to be any other part than the lips.
Nah, the teeth.
If you're like, you know, I just love a good hole. That's
the upper
bad,
gums.
Like,
the shape of the hole.
Yeah, yeah. I like the little punching bag thing in the back.
The uvula.
Yeah. Give me
have
a
you
nice
seen all the Tom Hardy,
Hardy
movies?
No.
Foxcatcher.
Have you seen the one where he gets naked and like moves, dances around?
No, I've seen that clip for sure, but I have not seen the actual movie. It's about like a boxer or something, right?
What's it called? It's
You lost the second it's about fighting jail. A lot of various premises, I'm immediately off board. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's hard
what about,
to
okay, can I ask you this then? What about jail, strong female cast like Orange is the New Black?
I watched the first season. Fell off for me a bit. I did see The Green Mile only because Michael Clarke Duncan, I mean, little cutie, cannot.
Have you seen that
Amazing
mouse?
Movie.
Okay. It's a Green Mile reference.
Nice Green Mile ref. Deep
that is
cut.
A movie that I know my dad has seen.
Oh,
no,
wow.
It's like for the people who are listening, there's probably 8
people.
Because the thing that comes up is the reason we play this game. My dad hasn't been to a movie theater since he saw Space Jam in the movie theater.
What was it? 94?
94 or 95?
Oh
yeah.
My god!
And so he doesn't really go to, and so he's kind of like now he kind of catches up and sees movies. But The Green Mile is one he's seen and
Congrats.
One thing that yeah,
I'm proud of him,
especially because that's a long one.
That's a big one, too.
But it's Tom Hanks. It's hard to not rope someone in with Tom Hanks in a movie.
Dads love Tom Hanks.
Dads love
That's
Tom Hanks.
That's why I know I'm, like, supposed to be a dad.
Because you love Tom Hanks.
I love Tom Hanks. Like, Cloud Atlas. I mean, I just, I've
yes,
always
loved Cloud Atlas.
The Tom Hanks movie on the forefront of all of our minds.
I love
Cloud
all Tom Hanks
Atlas.
People, like,
you
people shit
Cloud
on Cloud Atlas.
Atlas.
Cloud Atlas is an amazing movie.
People, when we recorded an episode of this podcast yesterday, literally people shit on Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, and they're wrong.
Well, just a quick question. Don't they make white actors look Asian in that movie?
That movie
yeah,
does have
just
some...
with your paint.
That movie... I love the backstory of like how the movie was even made, too. But like,
it's the Wachowskis, right?
Yeah. And they had to make... What was that other... the one with...
Speed Racer?
Jupiter Rising.
Jupiter
Ascendant.
Rising.
They had
that
to make that.
Something. This is the back-to-back episodes we've talked about these two movies.
No way!
They had to make that movie to get... the money to make Cloud Atlas.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they didn't have the money from
fails.
The Matrix?
Or The Matrix Reloaded?
That's why we talked about because that was my most disappointing movie attendance of my whole life.
I would actually
Reloaded.
Maybe agree with you.
I went
Is
at
that
midnight.
The third
I was
one?
So, the second one.
The second
I went
one?
At midnight. I was so hyped. The Matrix was my favorite thing.
That's where they introduce like mythical creatures and they're like, they're all real. They were just previous versions of The Matrix.
Imagine if you wrote a screenplay. God, I can't believe we're talking about this again. Imagine if you wrote, this is like probably the 7th or 8th time this has come up on this show and I imagine, I'm sorry.
It's your show. We
I know.
Move
no, we can't because I can't. Imagine if you wrote a screenplay and 2 hours into your screenplay, you were like, you know what we need to make this make more sense? One old man explains everything that's happening for 30 minutes.
Yes. And mummies, vampires, werewolves, zombies.
Like, see, I'm in on all that.
Medusas.
I love all that stuff.
Yeah, weird.
I love Medusas.
Weird. Like
Phantoms?
Medusas.
I don't know.
Medusas. They're just guys with dreads. And no. You call them Medusas.
They are alluded to. Like their introduction
yeah,
to the scene is like all these legends of mythical creatures yeah. were all true.
Yeah.
They were deleted when they did updates on The Matrix, but some of them stuck around
right.
and they're
these
all
are like
on my team.
Computer versions of these ones.
This has really like clarified some of the Matrix for me just
yes.
now.
Yes. Matrix 2, there's like a whole bunch of like magical creatures in yeah. it because they're saying
See,
like werewolves are real.
I mean, even like that
I gotta
guy
rewatch
is like kind of a Dracula who
trilogy.
Runs the entire thing, right?
See, he is yeah. a, he is a vampire.
No,
literally.
I think the second and third Matrix movies on paper and discussion are so much more interesting than the actual movies themselves because the ideas are so lofty and it's such an interesting thing they tackled. But yeah. then you just like watch it and you're like, oh man.
Too bad.
What happened?
What a loss.
What happened?
So sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Well, how can you follow the first one?
You make two more. You mean how can you follow it well?
Yeah, I mean, like, come on.
I think I actually at one point sat down and figured out how they could have written those movies and they wouldn't be bad. I wish I could remember it now because it was good.
Yeah, that sounds like a good money-making thing would have been two great movies.
Imagine making
like
that movie.
Money-making venture.
You change culture. It becomes a thing.
It is.
It becomes so big.
The first Matrix movie is ingrained in culture as any movie.
Everything will be a disappointment.
I feel like instead of going like, let's find out what other kooky characters are evading the Matrix or whatever, you just say, actually, let's go over to where the machines have all these pods and directly confront our enemy instead of being like underground in these caves with like random non-person robots, right? Okay. I want to see them open up a bunch of pods, let a bunch of people go, fight the robots, try to make a missile to clear the sun up.
So you're talking about some Battlestar Galactica shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? I would love to see Neo do some shit up there.
Yeah.
Could have been tight. Too bad.
It's too bad. Well, I can't believe that. We got another Matrix. I'm gonna. It means nothing to you guys, but I honestly I can believe it 100%.
You have a movies podcast. Matrix
know,
is gonna come
and
up.
It's gonna come up.
Sorry,
because it is more ingrained in culture than anything that maybe came out a long. Everyone talk. This stuff is like people don't. People reference it without knowing they're referencing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's one of these things. The
like the kid in my high school only wore a trench coat. I don't know if you ever saw The Matrix.
But it was like when you run out in the rain and yell Shawshank.
Exactly.
Right.
We're all posers in our own way.
All right. We have two games we're going to play here today.
I love
before
games.
We get to Dad. And
I hope you're good at games because I can be like, your specific recall of things in movies is impressive to me because I don't have that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you have like a total recall of movie references.
Yeah.
Never seen that movie, though.
Yeah, me neither. I just know that. Is that the what is that? What is in total? Oh,
Robot Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's like, well, it's very similar theme
Terminator?
To The Matrix.
Okay,
In a way, it's that same neighborhood of like singularity and robots waking up and stuff like that.
Oh, what neighborhood is that? Culver City. Okay, we're having a good time. super specific reference. Everyone will get all across. That doesn't even make sense if you do know where Culver City is. All right, first game is called Before and Afters. I will tell you a plot to a movie that is mashed up, and you tell me the new title of that movie.
Okay.
So the example I always say is like if I was just describing like a friendly robot that sells penny stocks to exploit people would be The Wolf of Wally Street.
Oh, that's so much smarter than anything I'll come up with.
Well, that's the good example. The rest of them are way worse.
Okay.
And way longer plots.
Okay.
So if you like that but thought it wasn't long enough or and too good, you're going to love the four here today.
Okay.
So here's the plot to the movie, and you tell me the movie title. A rite of passage... Here's the plot to the movie, and you tell me the movie title. Because I'm dumb and wrote a rite of passage.
A ride?
Yeah, like the passage is on a horse.
Yeah. Or Disneyland.
A rite of passage movie about a jaded, aimless high school senior who falls in love with a young woman that he and his friends once scorned. The two develop a powerful relationship as the high school's newly integrated football team attempts to win a state championship.
Are we supposed to name what movies you think you're describing?
You can name, but you got to come up with the title of that movie.
Oh, fuck. Can you do it again?
No, yeah, I can't.
I think, okay.
You can also, like, talk it out. Like,
I got one of the movies.
A rite of passage movie about a jaded, aimless high school senior.
I think one of the movies might be Friday Night Lights.
Ooh. Wait, I thought it was Remember the Titans.
Oh, that's probably better.
Falls in love with, and these are the plot to the movie.
Remembering Sarah Marshall's Titans.
No, the first one's Sarah Marshall.
He falls in love with a young woman that he and his friends once scorned.
Is that She's All That?
No. A powerful relationship. At the high school's newly integrated football team.
Okay, so it's a coming-of-age story of a jaded high school senior.
And usually the plots in the descriptions are the order the movies are in the mashup.
I assume, but I can only figure out the second one. What the hell is the first one? A jaded high school senior falls in love with a girl he previously scorned.
I think one of the actors in the first one is Mandy Moore.
A Walk to Remember?
The Titans.
The Titans.
A Walk to Remember the Titans.
That is not the premise of A Walk to Remember. A Walk
to
Remember is he falls in love with a girl with cancer. That is the premise of A Walk to Remember.
Oh, they didn't mention cancer on Google. I think they didn't want to put spoilers.
Come on.
All right, number two. Is she not a young woman that he and his friends used to once scorned?
Yeah, for the first, like, half of the first act.
Right, well, then it becomes the football movie.
A girl with cancer joins the newly integrated football team.
I guess that movie just wasn't for me with such a strong female lead.
Nice.
Number two, a single father works as a mall security guard to make ends meet and ends up having to pose as an elementary school teacher to apprehend a major drug lord.
Paul Blart Kindergarten Cop.
Paul Blart Kindergarten Cop.
That was too fast.
Too furious
that
as well, if you ask
so
me.
Fast.
So fast. Everyone so furious, knows Paul Blart.
Number three.
That was really good.
The score
well
here
done.
Is there was no one pause. And one half to one half.
Are we playing against each other?
No, there's not no. pause. It's not House Hotel for Dogs.
See, like, has anyone ever has anyone ever gotten one that fast?
She just did a minute ago.
Okay. See, I've been on here before a few times. No one has. I don't remember anyone
no,
ever
usually
getting
some
one
thought goes into it
that quickly.
Yeah.
And you're. Can we
I
acknowledge
love games.
That?
Yeah.
Thank okay. you so much. Thanks okay. for seeing I wanted, me. I really appreciate
thanks for
it.
Seeing me. I feel seen. I feel S-C-E-N-E seen.
I seen you. I see you, Jake Sully, Avatar. Thanks.
Sometimes I feel never seen on this podcast.
It, never seen it. Nice.
Number three. A young woman. A young wife comes to believe that her offspring is not of this world. After moving into an ominous building in New York, the truth is revealed after she gives birth, and she must get away with the help of a music-loving getaway driver.
Okay, so it's like a possession of a kid, which I feel like could be like The Omen. I don't know what Amityville Horror is about, though, but that sounds like that's in New York. Or no, that's like in Connecticut, isn't it?
It's
what
one of these like New England-y places. It's not Amityville Horror.
Wait, can you say it one more time?
A young wife comes to believe that her offspring... is not of this world. After moving into an ominous building in New York, the truth is revealed after she gives birth, and she must get away with the help of a music-loving getaway driver.
Oh, it's Rosemary's Baby, but then...
Music-loving getaway driver.
Baby driver, duh.
Rosemary's Baby Driver.
Oh! I've never seen Baby Driver.
What? It's really bad.
It was one of the most... It's as far as movies where people told me I would love it and I didn't, it is probably the biggest discrepancy there.
You didn't like it either?
I didn't understand why people told me. I was like, that's fine.
It was a music video.
But it was,
it
like,
was a cool music video.
People told me it would be my favorite Edgar Wright movie, which is like insane.
Are you fucking kidding
and that,
me?
And that it would be my favorite movie of the year, which is crazy. I liked all the parts that weren't driving.
Yes.
But which is only like 8 minutes the of them sitting around a table being like Jamie Foxx and John Hamm being funny.
Yeah, that's it.
What other movies, what are the other Edgar Wright movies?
He was like Pilgrim vs. the World.
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead and
Hot Fuzz.
Mm. And what's that? The End of the World. Or what's that?
The third World's
one
in
The World's End. Those were all great. And like Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz are incredible.
I think Scott Pilgrim's one Scott of my Pilgrim, favorite my movies love. Of all time, maybe.
Final one here.
Okay.
After her, this is an all-time dumb one.
Okay.
After her divorce, a woman who thought she had everything is at a turning point and embarks on a quest for self-discovery that takes her all around the world and eventually has her auditioning for The Corny Collins Show, where she becomes a teen sensation.
I can't think of the second movie. Corny Collins Show. What's that from? I know it's Eat, Pray, Love, but then it's... Do I even know the second movie? Corny Collins? What is
I
that?
I don't know who Corny Collins... I have no idea. I was thinking Broadway. The first movie was How Stella Got Her Groove Back at first. But
it could be.
Oh, How Stella Prater Groove Back?
Yeah.
Well, what's a musical that starts with love?
No.
No? Pray.
No, I'm trying to think. What's the one that's like in its third installment now?
Time's up.
Fuck.
Eat, Hairspray, Love.
Oh.
You should run through that window at full speed.
Yeah, I didn't even come up with that pun. That was sent to us by a listener. Sent
Eat, Hairspray, Love.
Eat, Hairspray, Love.
Who who played Elizabeth Gilbert?
I like
who played Elizabeth
no,
Gilbert
like
in the
didn't
movie?
Happen.
In the movie, Nikki Blonsky or John Travolta? Hairspray?
Oh. No. Eat, Pray, Love.
Oh, Julia Roberts.
Oh, okay.
Was the lead in that. Not that I saw it. But I do know that Harvest Moon is a song she dances to.
I think I probably saw
by
that.
Neil Young?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just
her
got that album.
Song.
It's so good.
It's a great album.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
Can I tell you, because we all... Probably my favorite joke I've ever put in a writer's packet for one of these jobs I didn't get. You know, we write these things for these jobs we never get and the jokes die.
Yeah.
Was Crosby, Stills, and Nash broke up. Eh, young folks won't care. I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever written down.
That's a
Neil Young riff?
Yeah.
It's a very
it's a
solid,
deep cut.
Tight joke.
My dad would love that joke.
Thank you. Okay. Second to last segment here. This is a rapid fire trivia about a movie you've never seen. We're seeing the movie probably really helps. Okay. I'm glad we brought it up earlier. You've never seen Goodfellas, but you've seen the poster art to Goodfellas a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen is Ryan, who has seen Goodfellas, is going to leave.
Oh, okay. Boy.
And then I'm going to ask you 20 trivia questions about Goodfellas.
Okay.
And then we will see how many of them you get right.
Okay.
And then Ryan will come back in and take the same trivia question.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is so embarrassing.
And I think you're going to do great.
Thank you. I appreciate your faith in me.
So right now, our record for the most that someone's gotten right about a movie they haven't seen is 5.
Oh, wow.
Out of the 20.
Okay. I like that the bar is low.
And it was a tie. We had Ryan actually did it about Cloverfield and got 5.
Wow.
And someone did it. What was the one we did the other day? It doesn't matter. Oh, Toy Story.
Wow, someone's never seen Toy Story.
That blew me away.
That's shocking.
Because that lives in this area of, that is maybe the movie I can't believe someone's seen of anything of all time.
Maybe me too.
Because it's not, there's no point in your life where you shouldn't have watched it.
Yeah, that or Lion King I think would be up
there. We've done Lion King as well.
Oh my God.
Okay, so here is rapid fire trivia about a movie you've never seen. We're seeing the movie probably really helps.
Okay.
You just have a couple seconds to answer each one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, what year was the movie released?
1986.
No, who directed the movie?
Martin Scorsese.
Yes.
What?
What was the budget of the movie within $5 million?
$25
million. It's exactly what it was.
What?
How long is the movie within 5 minutes?
1 hour, 45 minutes.
No, it's not going to be within 5 minutes. Name 3 actors or actresses in the movie.
Okay, I feel like Joe Pesci's in it.
He's in it.
Robert De Niro might be in it.
He's in it.
Al Pacino?
No, but you can have one more guess. It's okay to be wrong.
Another man. A white man.
You haven't got the star of the movie yet.
I don't know. Steve Buscemi?
No.
No, that's Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
John Travolta.
Ray Liotta, Lorraine Bracco. Those would have been 2 good answers. Ray Liotta's the star. It won 1 Oscar. Which Oscar did it win?
Goodfellas. The best actor.
No. Best supporting actor.
Shit.
Name 3 movies that people who liked this also liked on Internet Movie Database.
Reservoir Dogs, Godfather, and Scarface.
That's 2. You can guess one more.
You didn't tell me what I didn't get.
It's not Reservoir Dogs.
Okay, Godfather, Scarface, and Raging Bull.
Raging Bull is on there. There you go. You also would have accepted Godfather 2.
Fuck that.
Finish
cheating.
This quote. You mean, let me understand this, because, you know, maybe it's me. I'm a little fucked up, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a...
clown?
There you go. Finish this quote. This is Henry Hill as the narrator. Finish this quote. As far back as I can remember, I wanted to be a...
cop.
No.
Damn it.
Finish this quote. What the...
hell!
No, you're in the right way direction, though.
Fuck!
When a teenage Henry Hill sees Jimmy Conway for the first time, what is the first thing Jimmy tucks into Henry's pocket?
A gun.
No.
Shit.
What kind of cigarettes do young Henry and Tommy get nabbed selling?
Marlboros.
No, okay. Should have thought Mad Men.
Shit.
What is Henry wearing on his second date with Karen that Karen makes him cover up before her mother sees him?
Oh, no. He's wearing a cummerbund.
No, he's wearing a cross. She's Jewish. When Henry comes back from beating Karen's neighbor, what does he give her to hide?
$20?
No, a gun.
Oh.
There are 3 songs credited to the Rolling Stones on the soundtrack. Name 1.
I can't get no satisfaction.
No.
Fuck.
When Henry's parents get letters about Henry's truancy from his school, where do Polly's crew put the mailman's head to prevent him from delivering more mail?
I mean, I want to say in a mailbox.
No, pizza oven. A mailbox would have been good, though. Jimmy offers Karen a gift, but she's worried it might be a trap, so she doesn't go into the warehouse to get it. What is the gift?
A trap.
No. What is the name of the club that they frequent?
Bimbos.
Copacabana. It kind of sounds like that. When Henry and Jimmy go to Tampa, what zoo animal do they threaten to feed the guy to?
Lions.
Lions. How does Henry avoid getting killed by the guys he ratted out?
He kills them.
No. He doesn't. That's the end. Let's see how many you got here. I think you might have a new record for not having seen it.
What?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Really? Really lucky. Seven's on the good. Budget and the year, though.
Can you grab Ryan from the other room and bring him back in? 7's good. He joins Witness Protection Program. That was why he doesn't get killed. That's famously what happened to this guy. He's pretty good. I mean,
is it based on true story?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know any of this.
It's based on a book that I guess the guy wrote or someone wrote, you know.
Like a biographical thing.
Yeah, called Wise Guys.
I've seen this movie. Oh,
We started using these for voices.
Microphones?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're kind of a cool invention.
All right. She got 7.
Oh, my God. See, the pressure's on.
New record for not having seen the movie trivia question. She got 7.
I got 5 on...
Cloverfield.
Cloverfield. Yeah.
Shit.
All right.
But I've seen this movie multiple times.
Yeah, right.
So
I don't stand
to, like,
a chance.
To get beat by you is going to be... It's going to be impressive. Like, my recall... You have that great specific recall. Okay,
but
let's
I've never
go.
Seen it!
Yeah, she has, like, a total recall.
But yeah, she has total recall.
I just keep doing that joke the entire time. Okay, Ryan. Rapid fire trivia about a movie you've never seen. We're seeing the movie probably really helps. We will find out. This is Goodfellas. The score to beat is 7. The all-time score for someone who has seen the movie is also 7.
What?
Yeah, Alex Stone for Toy Story got 7 of the 20 right, and he'd seen it. Yeah, no one's doing too great.
Oh, Ryan. I want to play this on the other end of it.
Right. Ryan, here it goes. What year was it released?
1988.
No. Who directed it?
Scorsese.
Yes. What was the budget of the movie within $5
million? $27
million. That's close enough. What was the length of the movie within 5 minutes?
120 minutes.
No, not quite. It's 146 minutes. Name 3 actors or actresses in the movie.
Joe Pesci, De Niro, and Ray Liotta.
There you go. It won 1 Oscar. Which Oscar?
It won Best Picture.
Nope, Best Supporting Actor, Joe Pesci.
Confidence, though.
Name 3 movies that people who liked this also liked on IMDb.
They also liked Once Upon a Time in America.
What? No. That's not on there.
That's not on there?
No.
So I already got it wrong.
No, you can keep, you can guess.
Oh,
like
I can keep
five.
Going?
Yeah.
The Godfather, yes. Casino.
No, that wasn't on there.
What?
Yeah,
you're
no,
crazy.
Right, it's crazy. It's not on there. That's actually...
You're crazy.
All right, one more wrong one and you're out.
Okay, so, Raging Bull.
Yeah.
And because that's where the thing came from, like you talking to me. So and then,
that's why they liked it, 'cause it's where the
oh
thing
God,
came
what's
from.
Another? Just another? You know,
time's
my
up
cousin
on that
Vinny.
One. No, what? No,
you, no. She's in my
Joe
cousin
Pesci,
Vinny.
Joe
no,
Pesci,
yeah,
yeah,
but it's not on there. You could have also said The Godfather Part 2.
Oh snap!
finish this quote. You mean let me understand this? Because you know maybe it's me. I'm a little fucked up, but I'm funny. How? I mean I'm funny like a
clown.
All right. Finish this quote. As the narrator. As far back as I can remember, I wanted to be a.
A gangsta.
Yep, that's the opening line.
Oh.
Finish this quote. What the...
Fuck.
Yep. When a teenage Henry Hill sees Jimmy Conway for the first time, what is the first thing Jimmy puts in his pocket?
Oh, a top.
No, it's money. Remember, then the rest of the time he's tucking money.
Shit.
What kind of cigarettes do young Henry and Tommy get nabbed
selling? Palm Malls.
No. What is... It's Lucky Strikes. What is Henry wearing on his second date with Karen that Karen makes him cover up before meeting her mom?
Oh, Oh, Karen, you made him cover up the,
No one says that.
I'm trying to remember. No, I'm just trying to remember.
And her mom's Jewish, not Italian. It's a cross.
Oh,
he's wearing a cross necklace.
That shit. Classic line.
When Henry comes back from beating Karen's neighbor, what does he give her to hide?
Jewelry.
A gun. Remember, he hits the guy in the face with a gun. There are 3 songs credited to the Rolling Stones on the soundtrack. Name one.
Gimme Shelter.
Yep. What? When Henry's parents get letters about Henry's truancy from school, where do Polly's crew put the mailman's head to prevent him from delivering mail?
In the toilet.
Nope, a pizza oven. It's
oh,
even
shit.
Bigger Italian stereotype than you could have imagined. Jimmy offers Karen a gift, but she is worried it might be a trap, so she doesn't go into the warehouse to get it. What is the gift?
It's jewelry.
It's a bunch of free dresses.
Shit.
What is the name of the club that they frequent?
Fat Sal's.
It's Copacabana. Fat Sal's?
Commitment! I love it!
When Henry and Jimmy go to Tampa, what zoo animal do they threaten to feed the guy to who owes them money?
Oh, the lion.
Yep. How does Henry avoid getting killed by the guys he rats out?
He kills them.
He joins Witness
That's
Protection
what I
Program.
Said.
No, that's the end. I think we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Wow, you got 7.
Oh, 9. You got lions too, didn't you?
Still, yeah.
You got 9.
That's still good, though.
It's been a minute since I've seen it, but like the Gimme Shelter was a total guess.
Yeah.
I got that one wrong.
But I
can't believe I didn't just say Godfather 2. And then Godfather 3.
That's also where she didn't mention it, but she got that question.
I heard some screaming from the other room. And I
got a lot right I didn't need to get right.
She was like swinging on some of these ones that it was crazy to get right. And also the movie's longer than everyone remembers.
Yeah.
That's a long, that's over 2 hours.
It's a 2 hour and 2.5 hour movie.
Yeah. Jesus. This is fucking Lord of the Rings.
Well, you remember, because she's Jewish and she makes him button up his shirt because he thought he'd look like a good guy if he showed up with a cross, which he would never wear anyways. Anyways, all right.
And I was confusing some casino plot points with it was jewelry. I kept thinking jewelry.
Yeah, casinos got a lot of jewelry.
And then also Once Upon a Time in America, which is a very popular Scorsese mob film.
I think that...
That has a very young James Woods, De Niro.
What I love, one of the best scenes in Goodfellas is at the end. I don't know if you're ever going to watch it.
No.
It is at the end when Jimmy is Robert De Niro.
Uh-huh.
And she believes Robert De Niro may have, basically, she and Ray Liotta believe everyone is turning on them.
Uh-huh.
And so Robert De Niro invites her, and he's like, "Karen, I got a bunch of dresses. I can't unload them. They won't fit my wife. You know, she's like,
Karen."
And he's like, "Karen, they're just right down there in that warehouse. Just go check them out."
And then
like she catches on that they're gonna whack her, and it's a very good.
But she's wrong.
You don't know. They leave it ambiguous.
Then I could have got that one right.
Because it's in real life.
Because I said it was a trap.
Yeah.
Well, so it could have been a trap.
But he said, "I bought you. I got a bunch of traps. If you want to walk down there, it's a trap to kill you."
I'm just on another level. I'm taking it deeper.
Right. All right. Here we are. We're gonna play. Guess what?
Okay.
Movie trailer. Carl's dad is describing having never heard the movie, but only watched it in the trailer. This one has a little crux in the middle of it that you'll hear.
Okay.
If you think you know, hold off to the end.
Okay.
Okay. So he's just watching these kids eat ice cream. That seems extreme for one drip. Everything is very colorful and centered. I'm not sure she's actually failed. They seem happy. A lot of shots that are either very bright or sunset shots. Quick shots. Everyone is smiling. And that is quite a rainbow.
My parents' phone rings in the middle of it.
Okay, hold on.
Gotta start over on number 2.
See if I can get it to stop.
Everyone is smiling. And that is quite a rainbow. She knows when adults are going to cry.
What? What?
This is probably the hardest one we've ever had.
Is it a movie that hasn't come out yet?
No, it's out.
Okay, so this can be from
2 years, I think.
Brightly colored ice cream.
It seems like a lot of quick shots, like a boom, boom, boom.
It's also a trailer.
I feel like, I guess?
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Is it La La Land?
No.
Fuck.
That's a good guess, though.
Like bright and ice cream.
Seems excessive for one drip. So it seems like there's like just one drip of ice cream or something, or like...
It's like a scene, yeah.
Like, so imagine...
I've seen the movie. It...
I don't know if I've
I have no idea.
Genuinely right. Clueless. It feels like a musical.
No.
Or like some poppy up.
I was going to say
thing.
Up, but it's clearly not Up.
It's not Up.
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 I don't know.
Florida Project.
Oh my God. That's not what I would have guessed.
It's good.
The Florida Project. I loved the Florida Project, but it was not upbeat at all.
No, it's not, but the trailer is like kind of the funny, they got that part with the kids eating the ice cream in the hotel.
Yeah, and it is bright colors.
And it is like all these really hyper washed out colors.
Like
and
neons.
Then you see the motel and like all this sort of stuff.
And the rainbow. Yeah, okay. Actually, it was pretty accurate all in all. Good job, Lynch.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, sure.
And thanks for doing it. We're wrapped at the end here. If you want to let everyone who's listening to the show know where they can find you and what you got going on.
Yeah, I have a podcast called Punch Up the Jam. And every week, I and my co-host, Demi Adigiwebe, we dissect a different popular song and then ultimately make it better and debut a new version at the end.
Great.
It's called Punch Up the Jam.
That sounds so fun.
It's pretty
fun.
That
sounds great.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Thanks. And Ryan as well. Ryan's back here with us.
Yeah, you can find me at Rising on Instagram. I like that better than Twitter or RyanSingerComedy.com.
Great.
Sick.
Thank you guys so much. And as always, thanks for listening. And if you wouldn't mind, give us a subscribe and a rating and all the sort of podcasty stuff that you do and tell your friends. We appreciate it. And I think that's all. You can check out the Patreon if you want to see some more. Patreon.com/neverseenit. Thanks.
It's a good show.